So, okay, let me get to this message. Young guy, I think he's around, if I had to guess, he's around 28, and he doesn't want me to use his name. And anytime you want, you can DM me, DM the Coast page, DM Kelly or Todd, or, you know, send us an email or Facebook, whatever.
Don't DM me.
Well, right. Don't, if you have a comment about Biddeford, don't DM Kelly.
I need a break for a minute. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Message from a young guy. He says, tell me if you guys think this is weird. I've been dating this girl for a couple months. I really like her. Everything is really good. But there's a weird thing with her and her mom. And I guess they have a very open relationship and talk very openly about sex. The other night, we saw her briefly. That must mean we saw her mom briefly. And when she left, she said, I'm going to let you two lovebirds be alone. I know it's been a couple days.
Oh, my God.
I know they talk about sex, and since she is single, she tells her daughter about her dating life. Luckily, I haven't heard too many of those details yet. But that comment about not doing it for a couple days, does my girlfriend tell her mom every time we do it?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I love my mom, but we just don't talk about that stuff. Is it weird, or am I the one being weird?
Well, I hope it's not weird, because I say that stuff to Riley all the time.
Oh, my God. Kelly is that mom.
Kelly? But I'm kidding. I don't mean it, and she's not telling me anything.
Yeah.
But it's just a joke, like, hey, lovebirds, like, oh, here I am. I'm in the house.
Oh, my God. Wait, the guy's name is Will.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Does he play football?
Sorry,
okay,
guys.
Well, so we know which way Kelly's going to go
yeah.
on this. It is, like, I think it is important, and I always admire, Kelly, I admire the way you talk to Riley about, you know, anything to do with relationships and sex, because having that openness is so important.
Yeah, because she's a child and she's learning it, but when she becomes 21, 22, 23, and she's living a single dating life, I'm not going to be calling her to be like, hey, how was last night? Ew, I don't want to know. Right. I just want her to have the information going into the situation and be knowledgeable. But once it gets to the point where she's got it, then I'm good.
Right, like, right.
That's ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Like if yeah. And like we in Tim's family and my family, we're not like uptight about those kind of topics. And everyone kind of makes jokes and, you know, off color jokes, you know, about like, you know, like innuendos and stuff.
Yeah.
Like everyone jokes around like that.
Sure.
Because I think the more you're joking.
But it would be kind of weird if it was like, well, I know you guys haven't. Like, what? Yeah. Why do you know that?
I would say that as a joke. I don't mean it. And like I said, if Riley ever told me when she gets older, I just.
There's not like a scoreboard somewhere.
Gross. No. I don't want a picture. No. Ugh.
Right.
No. Ew.
Well, you know, although that's better than if mom starts to talk about her dating life with, you know, like, oh my God, this guy I met on Tinder.
Oh, God. Yeah. God, that's even more. Oh, God. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Absolutely not.
I tell you what, it was even bigger than that fish he was holding in his picture. If you have a comment on this, feel free to weigh in. Coast 93.1 on Facebook, or you can text us. Yeah, talking about sex with parents is weird.
Just talking about sex with family members is weird when it gets to be a certain age.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom and I talk about sex occasionally. This is a text we just got. My mom and I talk about, oh, by the way, shout out to Socko, who feels like they're getting left out of the whole conversation.
I love Socko.
And that's where
Main Street Socko is beautiful.
Pacifico, which we've referenced, is actually in Socko.
Okay.
It's right around there. Yeah, Socko, Biddeford.
You know. Okay.
Anyway, there we go. Someone else texted, if Kelly doesn't like Biddeford, she should come to Parsonsfield.
Everybody's picking
that's
on their
funny.
Towns
yeah.
now.
That's on the way, Kel.
Parsonsfield.
That's not out of the way at
no,
all.
Yeah.
No.
Parsonsfield may be closer to Wyndham than Biddeford.
No, come on.
Is it?
No, I don't think
like
so.
It's like New Hampshire, practically.
It's like out towards it, yeah.
It's literally on the border.
It's on the, yeah, it's on the way to New Hampshire, I guess, right?
Yeah,
like
it's like
Bridgeton.
Just south of Freiburg.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's yeah. farther.
Yeah. That's
oh, well.
Pretty far.
So you could go to Biddeford, Kel.
I don't want to even
come on.
Say he me. Suggests this place in Biddeford.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay, I just got a text. Sorry. I just got a text that's very disturbing about talking with parents about yeah. We'll get to that in a moment. Ooh. My mom and I, this is the text that we got in reference to talking about with parents about sex. My mom and I talk about sex occasionally, but not in the sense of getting into any details like how we do this or do that. But we're open enough to talk about it sometimes, and some things just come up in conversation. Someone else texted, my mom and I are pretty open about sex, but to a point. No details.
No.
And she would never say anything to my boyfriend about it because that is weird. So there you go.
Yeah.
For the guy who messaged us, that is weird.
Yeah.
And then there's this. Well, we were talking, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, about if you date someone who a family member already dated.
Yes.
And we heard some crazy stories about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this. Okay, I'm going to use an inappropriate word, so if you want to, I mean, it's safe for the radio, but but it's a word that, you know, certain audiences should not, you're not going to want them to repeat this when they get to their fourth grade class, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay?
Turn it down.
This is a quote, okay? Is that a good enough warning? Hello? You're still there? For those who turned down the volume, if you can still hear me, it's not low enough. My mom once asked me, if she could bone a guy I hooked up with.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Wow.
That is weird.
And the answer is no.
You're right. Right.
If you have to ask...
Does the guy want to, though?
Okay. Well, I don't... Good point.
I mean, if
probably.
That's flattering for her. Why not?
I guess so, yeah. But still...
I don't know. It's like if Todd was dating Martha Stewart's daughter... And then he was like, hey, I just met your mom.
Well, that would actually happen.
Is that cool with you?
Right. That is something that would actually happen.
You good, bro? I saw your mom, and we have a lot of things in common.
You good, bro?
So,
oh my God.
We're going to, I just want to, you
know. Walk up the beach with the boner?
Well, okay, Todd.
Wow. Jeez.
Martha's on the horizon.
I don't know that Martha's in Maine right now.
I think that Blake just bought a one-way ticket to Boner Town.
Excuse me. We're not pulling out all the bone clips, okay?
Oh.
Okay. The answer to that is, yeah, that's weird, too.